BBC News with Jerry Smith. The head of the main opposition party in Paraguay says a young activist has been shot and killed during protests against moves to allow President Horacio Cartes to stand for a second term. The Liberal Party said the young man was one of several wounded when police opened fire on protesters inside the party's headquarters. Earlier, protesters stormed the Congress and set fire to the building as anger grew over moves to change the constitution. A defence council set up by the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro has asked the country's Supreme Court to review its decision to strip the opposition-led Congress of its powers. The request came in the early hours of today after Mr. Maduro promised dialogue to end a political crisis that's led to 2 days of street protests. There's been no reaction so far from the opposition. The Chief Minister of Gibraltar, Fabian Picardo, has insisted that Spain will have no say in the future of the British Overseas Territory. His comment follows the publication of the EU's Brexit negotiation guidelines, which say that any deal on Britain's future relationship with the EU will exclude Gibraltar, unless London and Madrid strike a separate agreement. A cyber command is beginning operations in Germany, charged with shielding the armed forces' computer and weapon systems from cyber attack. There have been nearly 300,000 such attacks on German military computers so far this year. The authorities in Hungary are due shortly to start moving asylum seekers to detention camps near the border with Serbia. But rulings by the European Court of Human Rights against the move could delay the transfers. Australian officials have warned of flooding risks in two states after a fierce cyclone that hit the northeastern coast earlier this week. They said swollen rivers continue to threaten tens of thousands of people in Queensland and New South Wales. BBC News.